Imagine floating in the ocean and suddenly feeling a tap on your shoulder. Not from a person, but from a whale. Well, that's exactly what happened to Bryant Austin back in 2004 in the South Pacific.
And by the end of the day, I was floating motionless at the surface on snorkel, observing a mother and calf resting probably 80 feet in front of me. And they kind of looked up at me. The calf came right at me almost on a head-on collision course. And the mom slowly started to lumber towards me. And I kind of cast my gaze back upwards. And I saw this belly button go right by my face. I'd never been so close to a whale before. And I felt a single tap on my shoulder. And it was too solid to be human. And I slowly turned to look. And I was eye to eye with the mother. And she had extended her 15-foot-long, 2-ton pectoral fin and touched me with the very tip of it. I'd ended up in between the calf and her mother, which I don't recommend. And as she's looking up into my eyes, I saw clearly in that moment what's been missing in the 30 years of whale photography. And it's a moment that's on their terms and it's on their scale.
The encounter with those humpbacks changed Austin's life. Since then, he's dedicated himself to getting closer and more familiar with whales than most other marine photographers. The whales allow him to come within several feet, sometimes for hours at a time. Austin takes hundreds of high-resolution pictures of individual whales. He then assembles those into life-sized composite photographs, which are featured in the new book, Beautiful Whale. And as Bryant tells it, these massive but intimate portraits begin with one image, a picture of the whale's eye.
Mm-hmm. And you have to invest large amounts of time, up to 3 months, with specific small groups of whales and come to know them as individuals and just wait. And eventually one, maybe two in a season will come right up to you. They may spend 6 hours with you. They may only spend 30 seconds, and I've had both.
In a way, as I looked at it, it seems to me to be a book of portraits, really. So describe to us one or two of your favorite photographs in the book.
There are two portraits in the book that are pretty special to me. There is one of a minke whale from the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. Her name is Ella. She was named Ella by the biologist who studied her, and I spent many hours with her across 5 days out of a season. That was in 2009, and that was the year I had my first commission to create my largest body of work for shows in Norway and Japan. And so for the first time, I had a medium format camera, a digital camera with a 50-megapixel sensor. I had an 80-millimeter portrait lens. So basically, everything I learned and all the mistakes I made, I was able to reapply in 2009, 5 years from the original inspiration. So it was a very productive time, and this whale was so incredible, giving me so many opportunities. And she would come as close as 3 feet to my camera. Huh. I composed over 300 photographs of her body in 5-foot-wide sections and created my largest photograph so far that's 6 by 30 feet.
It's 30 feet long, the photograph?
Yes, it weighs 600 pounds. And my largest so far is 10 by 36 feet. And will weigh 1,200 pounds when it's printed and mounted. And that's my other favorite portrait, if you will, a sperm whale. And he just gave me a 4-minute sitting, presented his left profile, and I composed 140 photographs of his body, probably from 4 feet away. And there is one eye portrait from that moment. You can see blood vessels in his eye. I mean, it's just incredible, the
wow.
Detail you can see. You can see pores around his skin. They're not really pores. I believe they're from parasites, but they're so small they look like pores.
I've been told that you've experienced a whale growl during courtship season.
Oh, yes. Humpback whales will growl, in particular the males, and it's like something out of Jurassic Park, you know. It's very disturbing, and you feel it. You want to get out of the water.
Yeah. And speaking about humpbacks, I also wonder, You must be in the water while some of them sing. What's it like being so close to a singing humpback?
It's fun to be in the water with a singer. When you see a whale descend, it'll fluke down and drop down to about 70 feet. They'll leave a fluke print. It's like glass smooth. You can glide over that in your little boat and turn off the motor, and all of a sudden you hear this disembodied voice, this song. And then you'll enter the water to observe the singer, and your whole body is vibrating with sound. It's an incredible experience.
So Bryant, I've got the book open in front of me, and I haven't turned away from this magnificent black and white of the sperm whale. In looking at this picture, especially in the case of the sperm whale, it's an endangered species. So over the many years that you've been photographing these whales, have they become tougher to find?
They're not tougher to find, but their situation is precarious. There are only 20% left in the world. Whaling makes up about just 1% or less of what is impacting these creatures, what's killing them by our hands. And in fact, it's the entanglement in commercial fishing gear that kills more whales, dolphins, and porpoises than anything else every year. There are a lot of ways to bring that to our attention that have been attempted over the decades, and it doesn't seem to work. And I don't know if my contribution will work, but I just wanted to make it visually evident in a way that defies words.
Mm. Well, I can't let you go without asking you to tell us one more story, because I've been told that a whale once gave you a hug.
Mm. When I mentioned the whale tapping my shoulder, that was after a very rough night where I decided to quit, and I just was, you know, I honestly just cried for an hour. I just was so devastated by the decisions I made to do this work, you know, financially, emotionally, the sacrifices and commitments, and that happened the very next day, and then I was inspired to sell everything I own and quit my job and do this work full time, you know, where I was in the field for 124 days over two seasons. And towards the end of the second season, with just a few weeks left, I had nothing to show for my efforts. I had no photographs, and I was going to be returning to the States with nothing and trying to figure out how to rebuild my life and start over in a different direction. And I had another rough night where I didn't sleep at all and was just filled with anxiety and regret. And we went back out the next morning, and within 20 minutes, I was observing a humpback whale mother and calf pair, a pair that I'd been following and keeping tabs with for about a week. And I'm just sitting there floating at the surface, feeling nothing but regret for the decisions I made. I'm just wrecked. I'm exhausted. And they came up, and Mom was about 15 feet below me. She rolled up and looked at me, and her eye went wide, which usually means something's up, something that she's not approving of. Just as I noticed that, my body, I just felt this pressure against my back and the back of my head. I strained to look up, and I saw the underside of a whale come over the top of my head. I just saw this chin stop right by my forehead. And I lowered the camera, and as I lowered it, this pec fin, this 4-foot-long pectoral fin, came right over and rested against my chest. And this young 5 or 6 week old humpback whale calf basically, I don't know, for lack of a better description, gave me a whale hug. And he held me against his body, and we breathed together slowly at the surface for a few moments before my assistant came up and gently separated us. I didn't want to startle the animal. It gave me pause. I during the lowest times in my life, something like that would happen. And the very next day, I composed my only life-size portrait of a whale during that time.
Mm. Well, Bryant Austin is a whale photographer and a man who's experienced some incredible things in the water with these creatures. His new book of photos is called Beautiful Whale. We have some of those images at our website, hereandnow.org. They are as magnificent as the whales themselves. Bryant, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us.
Thank you, Magna. I really appreciate your time.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Robin Young's back tomorrow. Join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.